Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4, 7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Thank God for Jesus Christ for blessing all of us to come before Him on a Saturday morning, giving Him glory and praise. Thank God for Jesus for lifting us up into His presence. We thank God for everything that He is to us. We need to give God the praise. Good morning to the body of believers. You know who you are in Christ Jesus. Thank God that He allowed you to come and share the good news of His word. Thank God that you got up early in the morning. There are those who get up at midnight, praise God, and pray up to 7 o'clock or more, praise God, before the Lord. God always have His designated servants who are watchmen on the wall who get up at a certain time to give God the glory and the praise. Good morning to the bodies of believers. Good morning to those who are able to hear the word of God. And God is so good that His mercy endures forever. Thank God for the holy fire, the Holy Ghost and fire coming upon His people right now in this hour. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. The Lord is so good that His mercy endures forever. And I thank God for His righteousness. This morning, I'm coming from the book of Exodus, the 3rd chapter. Thank God for those, praise God, if you are able to get a chance to get your Bible, your electronic device, or you're able to hear while you're traveling on the highway, thank God for the Word of God. You know, sometimes people always hear God's Word technology-wise, whether it be on a radio station, whether it be on their, broadcast. But thank God for Jesus for what He is to us in this hour. And I thank God for His grace and mercy. God is so good that His mercy endures forever. And I truly thank God for being the God that He is to us. And thank God for His love. And I thank God for the book of Exodus. Thank you, Lord. The 3rd chapter and the 2nd verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. See, he was talking about Moses, praise God. Moses had an experience, a burning bush experience, praise God, to know the God through that format. And God is so good that His mercy endures forever. Moses had a burning bush experience. And the Lord, thank you, Jesus, allowed Moses to experience His presence. Moses was on the backside of the mountain taking care of the sheep, praise God, taking care of his father-in-law, herd, because he got married, praise God. He would join the life per se, but most of all, God had a mission for Moses to do, is that to deliver his people out of the hand of Pharaoh. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And God is so good, praise God, that He did just that. And the Lord is merciful and righteous. But anyway, Moses had a great experience with God, the God of truth and a God of mercy. And thank God, Moses realized that God do exist, that God is real. And God spoke to Moses through the burning bush. And thank God for Jesus. So it really changed Moses' life that evening. Praise God. Whatever time it was that God spoke to Moses, it changed Moses' demeanor and it changed his whole entire life. Have you ever had the burning bush experience yourself with the Lord? And I know every one of you probably had a experience with God, a great experience with God, and how God changed your demeanor, how God changed your whole entire life, that you rely on God, that God had changed your way of thinking when it comes to the Word of God, when it comes to Christianity, when it comes with your walk with God. You're not that person like you used to be. But God had really manifested himself to you. It really changed your way of thinking when it comes to be a Christian. And I thank God for Jesus. But one thing I love about God, God is a merciful God. But God is a righteous God. He's a God who will not hold anything from his people when we trust in him. People have received miracles by believing what God said in his word. I believe in God. God has changed people's life throughout the universe, not only here in the USA, but in other parts of the world. People's life has been changed. They changed their faith into believing that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. They changed their way of thinking. They fast and pray. They change their way on how it's supposed to be a Christian. But one thing about it, God told Moses in the natural state, take off your shoes. You are standing on holy ground. And Moses relies on the natural garment by taking off his shoes, off his feet. Praise God. He relies that God says, you are standing on holy ground. Take off your shoes. And that's it. When we come before the Lord, we should not come before the Lord with our own agenda. We should have the words of the Lord upon us. We need to trust God every step of the way. We need to rely on God because God is true. God is merciful. God is righteousness, and I thank God for Jesus Christ. The Lord is everything to us in this way. We need to know for a surety and certainty that God is with us. We need to trust God every step that we are in. We need to focus on what God said when it comes to his word. When you are standing in the presence of God, you should not come with God with your agenda. You should come to the place and say, Lord, I'm ready. Prepare me whatever mission you want me to do. Prepare me a work that you want me to do. I'm standing in your presence, not to bring my agenda, but to come with your agenda. And what you want me to pray, what you want me to tell your people, what you want me to sing, what you want me to play. Praise God. Whatever God give you a gift, give you a job, and for him, you are to come with that precept and knowing that God is with you. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. See, God knows what's going on around the world. But God wants you to come in his presence, empty, empty vessel, so he can fill you with his presence, that he could fill you with his word of assurance, that you will have something to give to your people. And I thank God for the intercessors, the prayer warriors, the people that God ordained to be the watchmen on the wall. Thank God that you come before the Lord speaking from the mouth of God. thank you, Jesus. Not what you say, but what God said. And that's what God did with Moses. He changed Moses' life because he relied on Moses. He looking for the qualification in Moses. And Moses had what God needs, praise God, to deliver his people out of dilemma, to deliver his people out of captivity. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And that's it. God looking for us with the qualification that he can use for his purpose to deliver his people out of dilemma. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And this is what God said. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster. For I know their sorrow, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Listen what God said. He came down because he saw his people was in affliction by the hand of Pharaoh. And God came down, praise God. And that's it. He, that same God, he will come down to hear what you are going through. When you are going through suffocation, when you're going through affliction by the hand of the enemy, we are surrounded by darkness, my brothers and sisters. But one thing about it, it don't stop Jesus for coming down to hear our prayer. It don't stop the Father to hear our prayer when we're going through affliction and supplication, praise God, of the hand of the enemy. God is not too far from us, but long we stand in the presence of God and experience the burning bush experience, that we focus on the eyes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God did that with Moses to get his attention that he do exist. God is getting our attention that he do exist. So my brothers and sisters, don't give up what God say he's going to do. Hold on to the promise. Hold on to the word that he has spoken to your heart. Trust God every step of the way. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Don't let the enemy stop you from focus on Jesus Christ when you're going through your trial. Trust the Lord. He knows everything about your walk. But long you stay before him, he gonna see you through this. So my brothers and sisters, may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you today. May you have a great and beautiful day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.